Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 28th day of Iyar, Tovshin, Perek Gimel. Masechet Shkalim, Perek Shvi, Mishnah Hay. After we learned in the previous Mishnah that if an animal is found close to Yerushalayim, or one who finds an animal close to Yerushalayim, then it's a chazaka that it's a korban. Now Mishnah now wants to tell us what would happen to the mincha that would be brought with this korban, that would pay for it. Says the Mishnah, in the beginning, they would force or take a collateral from the one who found the animal and they would take something from him as a pledge, as a security, until he would pay the money for the nesachim that would accompany the korban. The nesachim meaning the mincha, the flour, the oil, and the wine. But when that happened, people, therefore, then that saw animals in the area of close to Yerushalayim, instead of taking care of it and bringing it to the Beis Hamikdash, they'd say, we're not going to suffer loss of money. They're going to make us pay for them as for the mincha. No way. So they started to leave it to Barchin. They would run away from it. When that happened, in order not to get a penalty, almost, they felt it as a penalty. We're helping and we end up having to pay for the nesachim. So when the Beis Din saw that, his Ginu Beis Din, Sheyehu Nesachayam Boin Mishal Tzibur. They said, no, anyone who finds an animal and is nice enough to bring it to us, and it's a korban because it's close to Yerushalayim, we will fund the Nesachim. The Nesachim will come in from the public purse, and it will not be on the obligation on the person who found it to fund the Nesachim. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Shiva Dvarim, his skin of Beis Din. There were seven things that Beis Din made in regards to Nesachim and a few other things, as we'll soon see in the following Mishnahs. Mezeachad Mahan, and the one we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, the Takona, that one who finds an animal in Yerushalayim or close around it and he wants to bring it, that the Nesachim, he should not have to fund it, it comes from the public purse. That's the number one, that's the first of the seven. And now we're going to learn about the other six Takonas. Takana number two. Nochri Shashalach Oilasa Imdinasayam. A goy who sends his animal. He sends an animal, he says, I want to donate to the Jewish people's temple. And we are allowed to accept it from goyim if they give a donation of an animal. The Shalachim on Nesachim, and he sent with it the money for the Nesachim, the money for the accompanying mincha and Nesachim, the wine, the oil, the flour, and Krevin Mishaloi. So we use that money. We use his money and we offer the Nesachim from it. Vimlav, what happens if he didn't send the Nesachim with his oila? He only sent the animal. Krevin Mishal Tzibur. Then the public purse will fund the bring of the Nesachim together with it from the Trumas Alishka, from this area. V'chein ger shemes v'nyech zvachim. If a ger died and he left Karbonis and he's got no Yorshim to bring the Nesachim for his Karbon, im yesh le Nesachim, if he's got Nesachim, if he set aside Nesachim also in his lifetime, Krevin Mishaloi, they shall be offered from what he put it from the Nesachim that he has set aside, or the money that he's put aside for. Vimlav, what happens if he didn't set aside anything for the Nesachim, and all his properties that he's left are now Hefke because he's a ger without any Yarshim? Then Krevin Mishal Tzibur, then the Nesachim will be founded by the public purse from the Truma Salishka. This is all if a ger died without any Yoshim. However, an ordinary Yisrael who died and has relatives or has Yoshim, and he left Karbonis, the Yoshim will have to bring the Nesachim for his Karbonis, for their deceased father or a relative. Takana number four. Usnai Beis Din, and there was a condition of Beis Din, that al kohen gadol shemes, that if a kohen gadol died, and they didn't yet appoint someone to replace him, shetehei minchasoi krevo mishal tzibur, that his mincha should be offered from the public purse. What does that mean exactly? Every single day, the kohen gadol would offer a mincha, which was called the minchas chavitin. It was called the pancake mincha. It consisted of 1/10 of an ephah, 1 isaron of an ephah of flour. Half of it, however, was offered in the morning, half of it in the evening. But he wouldn't bring it in halves. He'd bring it in the morning as one big Isoren. And a half Isoren would be used in the morning then, and half of it in the evening. So that's what he would do. He would each morning bring the full Isoren, divide it into two. He would knead from each of the half Isoren 6 challahs, which are matzahs, altogether 12 per Isoren. Half of them would be offered in the morning, half of them in the evening. Now, if a Kohen Gadol had died after he had offered half of his mincha in the morning, and they had managed to appoint another Kohen Gadol in before there was time for the mincha, the afternoon mincha, he would not be able to, the new Kohen Gadol, the incoming Kohen Gadol, would not be able to use the half that was left by his predecessor. Nor could he just bring a half for his own, because we never brought initially, a Kohen Gadol would never initially bring half. It would only be always being a full one, normally in the morning. So what happens is, the new incoming Kohen Gadol brings a full Isoren of his own, halves it, and only uses half of it for the afternoon Mincha Chavidin. The half that's left, he has to leave it until it gets posel, disqualified by being overnight, and gets burnt. And the same thing with the half that was left from his predecessor that's still waiting there. Also, leave it till overnight, becomes posel, becomes disqualified, and gets burnt. That's what would happen if they had appointed another Kohen Gadol in time. But our Mishnah is telling us here that if he died and there was no Kohen Gadol appointed yet, then there was a takana of Beis Din that the Minchas Chavidin should be offered from the public purse, from Trumas HaLishka, for the afternoon offering, that is. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishal Yoshem. Maybe this is now. He says that even in a situation where the Kohen Gadol had not been appointed yet, and the and now we're looking to where we're going to get the funds for the balance of the mincha, for the mincha that has to be off in the afternoon, we would collect it from the Yoshim, from the heirs of the Kohen Gadol who died, as long as they hadn't yet appointed a new Kohen Gadol. Ushleima hoisakreva. And it was always offered as a full Asiris. It was always brought initially as a full Asiris or Eifah, not half of it. And that's how we'd be brought. One fully sown in the morning, one fully sown in the evening in this situation, both according to Rabbi Shimon, whether it's coming from the public purse, whether according to Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's coming from the Yoshim, it's always a complete Isoren that has to be brought, even though you're only using half of it. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that they would be funded by the Yorshim and not by the public purse, even in the situation where they had not yet appointed a new Kohen Gadol.